But last night, I did that Special Olympics joke, and when I got off stage, Monroe was like, "Oh, I have a funny story." He was like, "Me and Derek were watching. They were watching Brazil's soccer team, the female soccer team, and
Yo.
they were sitting there like, damn, these bitches are so fucking thick." Like for like 10 minutes, they were watching it together, like, damn, like she got a fatty. And then it cut to a commercial that was all Special Olympics. They were like, wait a second. And then it cut back to the game, and they're like, holy shit, these bitches are fucking. They watched a Special Olympics sporting event talking about how hot the women were.
But it's Brazil, though.
Brazil's thick, dumb.
That's a trick,
Dude,
dude.
what do you
I
think
didn't
about
know it was
those?
Brazil.
It's Brazil.
Wow, that could get anyone, dude. They're lovely, retarded sirens
Dude,
singing on the soccer field. Of
thick.
course, you would get fucking trapped
The
into that.
beautiful game. They're playing the beautiful game down there.
Dude, I've been to Brazil.
Did you see any of it?
I didn't
They
see.
blend in. It's like camouflage. You can't even tell.
I was about to say everyone was hot, so I don't think. I would venture to guess even it's definitely the hottest of all.
Of all the
Of all the
mentally
retarded,
handicapped, all the
yeah.
retards, the hottest ones are Brazilian.
Of all the
I wonder what.
of all the mentally retarded,
That's
I
the.
love saying that in like a very manner, but yeah, it's actually mentally retarded.
It's actually, yeah.
Let me say Brazilian. I
Brazilian
don't.
Special
I'm
Olympics.
actually. This is kind of dangerous because I am on again. I've been on total. Which I'm gonna call it.
No fap. You
Well,
cannot fap.
I did. I mean, I can't. I've allowed myself to do like memory bank faps, and it's just like you might as well just not jerk off. Let me see. Here we go. For some reason, Trump pops up. Brazilian mentally retarded. There's just.
Oh, I'm looking at the squad now.
Yo, bro.
I don't, truthfully, I don't see what they're talking about.
Let me see. Let me see. But I mean, dude, soccer, first of all, the you're saying this was a soccer game?
Yeah.
You're not seeing like close-ups.
I know, it's from a distance. It's a tough one to stand behind, to be honest. These girls,
Really?
it's physically very noticeable.
You're telling me you're not sexually attracted to the
These
retarded.
particular Olympic athletes, no.
You're not attracted to the elite retarded chicks of. These are the elite, dude.
No. Am I attracted to Brazil's women's Special Olympic soccer team?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm just not attracted to them.
It's fair enough. That's the only field of bias you can have anymore is your sexual preference.
Yes.
You're telling me you're not sexually attracted.
I'm sure I can tell. I haven't looked at the full roster.
Sure.
I can go out on a limb here and say there's definitely probably at least two on the roster that, give them a look. Give
For
them a
sure.
look. Give them a
Is
bit
it
of a.
illegal to have sex with a retarded person?
It has to be.
Really? Even
Which
if
it
they're like
shouldn't
30?
be.
I think you're allowed to. I think as long as it's 18, I don't think
Yeah, I
you're.
guess it is legal.
I think you have to ask, but you have to ask for their like hand in marriage. I think they have like a very medieval
Put on
courtship
a ring
process.
pop.
I think it's a very medieval courtship process. Like both your parents have to be present for the date, and you just walk with your hands behind your back.
Yeah, that's a tough one
You're
because
totally allowed to. Yeah, you're totally allowed to. Whatchamacallit?
take one in.
Yeah. Who? I mean, who would be like? Yeah, no, get the fuck out. If you had a 30, like a 24-year-old.
Yeah, I wonder if
Special
like
Olympian. If you had a Special Olympian in the house and the suitor came and was like, I'm asking for your daughter's hand in
I saw
marriage,
it play.
I saw it on the soccer
It was
field.
unbelievable. I need
I
her.
think you're, yeah, I think you're, I don't think any parents would be like, no. They'd be like,
I think every single parent would be like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? What are you doing?
Yeah, but I mean, she couldn't, you know, you would just be like, you would just have to do, what you call it, Vampire in Brooklyn, Eddie Murphy style.
What's
Take
that?
away the seduction process, take away everything she has and give her back what she needs, dude.
What is everything she has?
Social security check.
What do you think she needs?
You would just give her back all the stuff that she lacks. So you'd take everything. That's the seduction 101. You
I know,
take
but I'm
everything you
trying to
have.
ask you what a Special Olympian from Brazil has and what they need.
I
What are
mean,
some items? What are
any
some
animal,
items and trinkets?
will do. Kill their dog.
You got to kill a Special Olympian's dog
Yeah. You gotta go. I mean,
in
I'm
order to
saying
fuck
I'm
it.
saying to win their heart.
You're trying to fuck a mentally...
No, I'm trying to win their heart in marriage.
You're trying to fuck a mentally challenged lady, no, and the, your first method
no,
is to,
no, no, not
Eddie
me.
Murphy style, kill her dog.
So there's a dude who's on the case. You got to put it in her head that he's a dog. You got to... No, I'm saying not like a... like a he's figured...
You have to trick her with a man and be like, yeah, this is a dog.
No, you spread... No. You spread a rumor about whoever's on the case. If she has a suitor waiting in the wings, you got to be like, yo, I saw him down the street having sex with a prostitute.
Okay.
And then she's...
I think
like,
in Brazil, that'd be so, like, okay.
Yeah, they'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
What's going on? So, yeah, you'd have to come up with something bad.
To trick her, you'd have to say something bad happened. So she already has a boyfriend in your world.
You'd be like, your boyfriend...
Who is most likely also a Special Olympian.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to...
You have a special needs boyfriend. You gotta...
You're a vampire, dude.
You got to get him out of the way.
Yeah, you'd be like, I heard your boyfriend... Why'd your boyfriend burn down the rainforest?
Ooh, you could just throw a treat down the street and he would chase
it. So you get him out of there.
Yeah, that's how you get rid of him.
So you say you toss a churro. Because we're talking Brazil.
Yeah.
So
you,
keep it.
You wave a churro and go get
toss
it. And then
a churro.
You say, all right, now he's gone. What's
he's
up with
out
you?
Of fucking pick. It's like, what's good? Yeah, in order to court, yeah, you'd have, in order to court a special lady like that, dude, that's a nice, that's a, I think that's a nice term.
I will say this. That's how Monroe...
Excuse me, my girlfriend's a special lady.
So Monroe started, he opened his set, because I was like, you got to tell that on stage. Yeah. He opened with that. Crowd was not excited.
Why?
I don't know. They didn't like the way...
Why are people so fucking neurotypical,
like,
dude?
And then he brought that up. He was like, I'm the only... I'll do it. Why would you guys not? Like,
yeah.
That was his defense. It was pretty good. He got out
so
of it.
Good.
He hit him with the reverse, because they were upset. And he was like, I'm sorry, I'm open-minded. And I would do that.
Damn.
I don't know if it's illegal. It has to be, though, because they have guardians.
They might have guardianship. Well, if your guardian says it's cool, though, I'm telling you, I think they...
obviously, you can't legally force them to not be able to fuck.
I'm saying
that's
I think
up.
It's a very feudal system. It's like feudal law. You have to get the parents. The parents have to sign off. And then you're like, I'm asking for your daughters. And you have to give the parents a gift, preferably livestock. And then you can get yourself a Special Olympia.
What type? Yeah, so live. Any other gifts you might... Well,
it's all about the parents.
Okay.
So just some coins wrapped in fucking burlap, dude. You have to go back. You have to literally, or you have to be like highborn, show them your pedigree.
Yeah.
It's a very feudal process, dude. That's literally how it works. There's no way it works any other way than you have to go get the parents. Because you're saying they have a guardian.
Yeah.
So you have to be like, hey, I love your daughter. She's 17 now in the state of Pennsylvania. We're allowed to marry.
Yeah, bring her up here.
Please sign.
Please fly her up here.
Damn, dude.
Man, that's... I mean,
it has to happen.
Yeah, there's no way it's not. But I wonder how many... Because, like, you're allowed to fuck midgets.
For sure.
You know? There's,
exactly.
There's, like, adults that marry midgets.
It's,
not adults. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Normies.
And marry midgets.
Yeah. So what do you think's a worse look?
I think it's all beautiful,
hot
dude. What
Brazilian,
are you talking about?
Hot Brazilian Olympian?
I think it's all beautiful.
It'd be
would,
awesome to leave that out.
Well,
like you bring your girlfriend to Thanksgiving and then be like, oh yeah, she was in the Olympics for Brazil.
Oh.
And then she sits down and you're like, oh yeah, special. Special Olympics. She's also
like, well, you know, so Olympics are the Olympics, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, too, I wouldn't really go, I might go Special Olympian before Midge.
Really?
For sure. But there's a lot of overlap, too. You don't get
there's
a lot of
Midge. There's a Midge trim I've seen in New York rolling through the streets.
Really?
That I wouldn't. Yeah.
That's something
some
I
trim, dude.
I tried to get into it. I watched it and was just like, I can't do it.
Oh, you watched?
I had an open heart and I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm going to, I was like, just, you know, when you're like in a disgusting, piggish mood watching porn, you're like, I'll watch fucking anything right now.
No.
I've done it before. Right? I get a long porn hole.
I get a porn hole,
especially if like you're kind of drunk and you come back and you're like, I watch fucking anything.
See, I feel like I get into that and it's like the most I get is like glory hole. Like nothing. This is like a gangbang, I guess. Although those are brutal. When I was a young man, I liked those.
Gangbangs?
Yeah, now those are fucking rough to watch.
Yeah.
Those disgust me.
I like when the numbers are even. If it's like...
You like a big fucking
group.
Orgy.
If it's like an orgy, I like that. When it's like a... I've never been into the bukkake, like, nine-man cum slams.
I'm telling you, I had one that...
It's literally just guys jerking off.
Yeah.
The whole entire time.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, I've never really... That, I'm telling you. I just, like, would see that and be like...
There was one that got me. It was like a... news. This Japanese lady would read the news and dudes, they literally would have them read the news.
Yeah,
Japanese guys would walk in, sometimes standing on the desk, just jizz on her face and keep going.
And she would continue,
to read the news.
What channel is this?
Huh,
it was just like WKZ.
I had no idea, dude. That was the one porn I've ever watched that I was like, what am I doing? What are we doing here?
Yeah, that's
because I'm watching Japanese dudes creep onto the dude. You gotta watch
it. Do you know any of the news stories they were telling?
No, it was all in Japanese.
And a dude is like, "What's this?"
And the guy comes in, he's like, jizz on her, and then it walk off. And she just keeps reading as if it didn't happen. And then somebody will come in and like sneak behind her, start groping her. It was
fuck.
I don't know what's going on there. That was young me.
That's pretty good. No, that's pretty. That's not bad.
I got out. So
I'm talking about being in that mood where you come home, you like had a couple drinks.
You would go out. There's been times where you and me hung out, got drunk, had a nice time together, and you left the bar thinking like
tipsy.
I'm coming home to the grossest shit I can find.
Yeah. I'm like, I get a couple of drinks in me. I'm like a broken up girlfriend. I'm like, I'm going to go on the internet. I don't care what I do.
Somebody.
I'm doing something fucked up in here. Yeah. And I'll just get like in a, it's hard to explain, but I'll get into like a disgusting piggish mood. Like, do you ever jerk off and you're like, I'm going to fucking jerk off right after this. After this is awesome. I've jerked off where like while jerking off, I was like, I'm going to do this again.
Really? Oh, while I'm jerking off, I'm like, I'm going to come forever. I'm going to keep jerking off. And as soon as I come, I'm just like, ew, gross. Got to clean this up. Disgusting.
I've done it before where I'm like, I'm going to fuck. Oh, this feels so fucking good. I love jerking off. I'm going to jerk off right after this again. And I just.
You ever hit the double tap? You hit the double.
Yeah, but it's like, that was like when I was like,
well, my dog's too sensitive after I, once you nut, it's like, it's tough to get.
Bro. I'm telling you, you only have so many. I used to rip when I was a younger kid. Yeah, I used to rip back to back to back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was as many as I could get out. My parents go out to dinner. They go out to dinner like once a month.
Jesus
Christ. I had free reign
bro.
To Squiggle Vision with the sound on at 9 p.m. Bro. And I would just jerk myself.
It's so...
I would abandon. I was supposed to watch my little brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
I would completely
you would let Billy
lock the door.
Billy, you would take Billy off the teat.
I don't know what I would. Well, we get Domino's. I pop Billy off the teat. We would get Domino's. I would take a whole entire pizza box, eat a whole pizza, and then be like, don't bother me. I got it.
I'm in my study.
Yeah, I need to get out about a liter of cum out of myself. I got to go upstairs.
Holy shit.
And I would just go upstairs and watch. Dude, I would just hear like scrambled sex noises and like see a tit here and there and just be like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't even really, it was just the music, really. It wasn't even much sex noise.
Yeah, that Spice Channel music is.
I think you'd hear maybe a muffled like,
Yeah, you can hear something every once in a while. It's really disheartening to know that every young, you know, every group of, anytime parents are out to dinner.
It was in their room, too, because that was the only.
Cum fest back home. You leave the house, dude, when the cat's away.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Kids
just. It's actually kind of, now that I think about it.
Everywhere.
Dude, like, it was in my, when my parents had their, they had a TV, we had a comic TV in the living room, and they had a TV in their room. So I had, this was all in their room. So my dad would probably come home from dinner and like sit in his recliner to watch TV, and it was probably still warm.
It's probably that ass crack sweat, just a sweat ass cheek.
He would pop his recliner to watch like a John Wayne movie. The seat would be like just wet with fucking perspiration.
Do you think you ever left the? Would you always make sure to change the scramble?
But
he turned on the scramble.
Sure, bro. If fucking scramble was on when he sat in, I'd be fucking fried.
Yeah.
He would Suge Knight me, dude.
It's funny to hang you over the balcony.
Yeah, they
it's
did
funny
not
to
like...
think of. It's funny to get in trouble for porn.
It is.
It's funny to be like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, obviously, you know what they're doing.
Did you get caught?
No, I never got caught.
Dude, my mom would be like, this is filth. This is disgusting. Get this out of my house.
Yeah, but that's the nature. I guess mom, like your mom's like a sweet Catholic lady. She probably didn't totally grasp.
I don't know what I'd rather have. My mom be like, this is disgusting.
Or
like,
normal.
Stop, or be like, so you're having changes and this is something you want to
so
make.
You're experiencing changes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd prefer
thankfully,
that.
I never got that. I never like, got that talk. Ever. Ugh.
Imagine like you just got done. Or if like your mom's like holding a porn to you and being like, you like this? Is this something that excites you? I know you're experiencing changes. It's totally natural for you to watch this lady suck dicks.
Wow, you're getting me hard.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I mean, that's a genre.
That's a good... I mean, that's probably why my mom especially was like, this is disgusting. Because if they were like...
You might fuck them immediately if they give you...
I could throw a
if
weird...
If your mommy starts giving you a slight green light...
Yeah.
Like, I know you're experiencing changes. You're like, oh, I've seen this. I know how this goes. So now you help me.
It'd be funny if you watch so much porn, your mom like read about in a book, like, this is how you handle it. And the guy's watched so much porn, he's just like starts grabbing his mom's tits.